Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Minoso moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Plus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Lawler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Keegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keegan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stubbs, and towards Plus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Keegan moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. he's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Plus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry pinch hits for Chuck Stobbs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Black now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 2 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Joe Black. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.